Quand on approchait la rivière, on est pour...
Welcome to Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
Bienvenue à Voulez-vous chanter avec moi? My name is Liliana.
Bonjour Liliana, and my name is Marion.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
So today we're going to have this song that is called Comme Toi.
Yeah.
So like you.
Like you.
Okay. And the singer, he's from France. Well, he was born in Paris. He's very famous and his name is Jean-Jacques Goldman.
Jean-Jacques Goldman.
Goldman. Okay. And in fact, I was reading that he's hugely popular in the French world, everywhere where they speak French. And he was the second highest grossing French pop singer after Johnny Hallyday. But you don't say Johnny Hallyday.
We say Johnny Hallyday.
Johnny Hallyday?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's like the second most successful songwriter. He's also like a songwriter and a singer, so he's very well known. Okay, so we're gonna listen to the first verse and then we'll come back.
Sa mère et la famille autour. Elle pose un peu distraite au doux soleil de la fin du jour. La photo n'est pas bonne, mais l'on peut y voir le bonheur en personne et la douceur d'un soir. Elle aimait la musique, surtout Schumann et puis Mozart.
Okay, let's begin.
Elle avait les yeux clairs et la robe en velours.
She had bright eyes and a velvet dress.
À côté de sa mère et la famille autour.
Beside her mother and family around.
Elle pose un peu distraite au doux soleil de la fin du jour.
She's posing a little distracted from the sweet sun at the end of the day. So maybe she's taking a picture or they're taking maybe a, doing a painting.
I think it's a picture.
It's a picture.
But she's just, decontracted.
Okay, so she's posing.
Yeah.
Okay.
La photo n'est pas bonne, mais l'on peut y voir.
Okay, so the picture is not good, the photo is not good, but we can see.
Le bonheur en personne et la douceur d'un soir.
The happiness in person and the sweetness of the night.
Elle aimait la musique, surtout Schumann et puis Mozart.
She loved music, especially Schumann and Mozart. Okay, so we're gonna listen now to the chorus and then we'll come back.
Comme toi, comme toi. Comme toi, comme toi, comme toi, comme toi, comme toi, comme toi, comme toi que je regarde tout bas, comme toi qui dors en rêvant à quoi, comme toi, comme toi, comme toi, comme toi.
Okay, we're back.
Comme toi, comme toi.
Comme toi, comme toi, like you, like you.
Comme toi que je regarde tout bas.
Like you, that I... Okay, here, as we were talking about this, je regarde tout bas. Tout bas, it means like very low, right?
Yes, usually it's what we use with a verb speaking.
Okay, so it's kind of like a whisper. I remember the song of La Vie en Rose that it says, Can you me parler tout bas,
yeah.
Right? So in this case, it's just playing with words because it says, je regarde. So you cannot actually look at someone down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Basically here, you were saying that, what do you think it is?
I think it's just a style effect.
Okay, so basically he's looking with sweet eyes or something.
Yeah, he's looking at her, yeah, tenderly, yeah.
Okay, and then after?
Comme toi qui dors en rêvant à quoi?
Like you that is sleeping and is dreaming of something. À quoi? À quoi is
of
like,
what?
Of what? Yes.
Comme toi.
Like you. Okay, we're gonna listen to the next verse.
Elle allait à l'école au village d'en bas. Elle apprenait les livres, elle apprenait les lois. Chantaient les grenouilles et les princesses qui dorment au bois. Elle aimait sa poupée, elle aimait ses amis, surtout Ruth et Anna et surtout Jérémy. Et ils se marieraient un jour, peut-être à Varsovie.
Okay, we're back. Let's go do the translation.
Elle allait à l'école au village d'en bas.
She went to school in the village d'en bas. D'en bas is from below, right?
Like, yeah.
So the village that maybe it's before or around, we don't know.
Around where she lives, yeah.
Okay.
Elle apprenait les livres, elle apprenait les lois.
She learned the books, she learned the laws.
Elle chantait les grenouilles.
Okay, she was singing the frogs. Okay. She likes frogs. I love this word. How do you say frogs?
Grenouille.
It's so difficult to say that.
Grenouille.
Grenouille. Okay, so frogs.
Et les princesses qui dorment au bois.
And the princess that sleep in the woods.
Elle aimait sa poupée, elle aimait ses amis.
She loved her doll and she loved her friends.
Surtout Ruth et Anna, et surtout Jérémy.
Especially Ruth, Anna, and especially Jérémy. Jérémy in English would be Jeremiah.
Et ils se marieraient un jour peut-être à Varsovie.
And maybe one day they will get married, perhaps in Warsaw. Varsovie is Warsaw in English. Okay, so now we're going to listen to the chorus that we already explained. And right after, we're going to see the next verse.
Comme toi, comme toi, comme toi, comme toi. Comme toi, comme toi, comme toi, comme toi. Comme toi que je regarde tout bas. Comme toi qui dors en rêvant à quoi. Comme toi, comme toi, comme toi, comme toi. S'appelait Sarah, elle n'avait pas 8 ans. Sa vie c'était douceur, rêve et nuages blancs. D'autres gens n'avaient décidé autrement. Elle avait tes yeux clairs et elle avait ton âge. C'était une petite fille sans histoire et très sage. Mais elle n'est pas née comme toi ici et maintenant.
Okay, let's start.
Elle s'appelait Sarah et elle n'avait pas 8 ans.
Her name was Sarah and she was not 8 years.
Sa vie, c'était douceur, rêve et nuages blancs.
Her life was gentle dreams and white clouds.
Mais d'autres gens en avaient décidé autrement.
But other people had decided otherwise. Autrement is otherwise.
Elle avait tes yeux clairs et elle avait ton âge.
She had clear eyes and she was your age.
C'était une petite fille, sans histoire et très sage.
She was a little girl, uneventful and very wise.
Mais elle n'est pas née comme toi, ici et maintenant.
But she was not born like you, here and now. Okay, so we're gonna listen to the chorus and then we'll come back.
Comme toi, comme toi, comme toi, comme toi. Comme toi.
Okay, so we're back and tell us a little bit more. What is this song about?
The song is about the Jewish Holocaust.
Okay, the Holocaust.
Yeah, and I think it's just a father who is looking at his daughter and he thinks about other daughter, Jewish daughter, who died while the Holocaust.
Yes, because we forgot to say that Goldman, in fact, his descendants are from Poland and his family was Jewish. So this is basically a reminder of that daughter that died, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very sad.
I'm not sure he's speaking about his daughter. I think he's just thinking about a daughter of someone else and thinking it could have been his daughter.
Oh, okay. So basically he's trying to explain the feeling of people that lost, you know, their beloved in this horrible event.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, so it's a really nice way of putting it and it's a great song. It's very famous in France, isn't it?
Yes, it's very famous. Like a lot of songs from Jean-Jacques Goldman.
Well, thank you very much, Marion. And if you have comments or questions, just come to frenchpod.com. And for now, we're going to leave you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Comme toi, comme toi, comme toi. Comme toi, comme toi, comme toi.